Chapter 4, Being Spiritually Minded. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, my beloved, stand firm in the Lord. I exhort Euodia, and I exhort Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, I urge you also, true companion, help these women, for they laboured with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your gentle attitude be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honourable, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. The things which you both learned and received and heard and saw in me, these things do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Paul's practical needs. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at length, you have revived your thought for me. I know you did indeed take thought for me, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak regarding want, for I have learned to be content, whatever my situation. I know how to be abased. And I know also how to abound. In everything and in all things have I learned the secret, both to be filled and to be hungry, both to have plenty and to be in want. I can do all things in him that strengthens me. However, you did well in that you had fellowship with my affliction. And you yourselves also know, you Philippians, that in the beginning of the gospel's work, when I departed from Macedonia, no church had fellowship with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent often to my need. Not that I seek a gift, but I seek the fruit that accrues to your account. But I have all things and abound. I am filled, having received from Epaphroditus the things that came from you. They were as the odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, pleasing to God. And my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now, to the God and Father be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers that are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.